This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
The time for being woefully ignorant must end, and it must end now. Sometimes in life, things just are just right in front of us, smack dab in your face. And even though you don't want to acknowledge it or accept it, you get it, you understand it, you see the writing on the wall. And what is that saying that everybody says, where there's smoke, there's fire? The Wall Street Journal is reporting today that the Department of Justice and Pam Bondi told Donald Trump that his name is in the Epstein files. Shocker. It's not a shocker. It's not a shocker. Now, what happens next? I don't think anything. Because I don't think anything is going to, from the Department of Justice and from this White House, with regards to transparency, you're not going to get it. The only way that we will get 100% confirmation of big names, including Donald Trump, is if the actual Epstein list is leaked. And this is the funny thing about this, okay? Because this is not a surprise. Anybody with half of a brain looks at this, they understand it, they see it for what it is. When, what was it, a month and a half ago? And this is a guy I don't like. But Elon Musk, remember when he put the tweet out there? Oh, let me drop this bomb, this nugget. That, yes, Donald Trump is on the list. Right. Like when he put that out there, that was not refuted by anybody at all. Nobody from the White House took Elon Musk to task for putting that out there on his site. Elon Musk put that out there. Remember when the bromance was over?
Mm-hmm.
He put that out there. So I think that we, and when I say we, I'm talking about everybody. I'm talking about MAGA. I'm talking about liberal. I'm talking about everybody. Everybody out there has to come to grips with the information that we're receiving, whether you like it or not, right? And we said on this very show last night that there are damaging images of Jeffrey Epstein with young girls, Donald Trump with young girls, with Bill Clinton, young girls. Like, yeah. So do I think that we'll get to the bottom of this? I think eventually somebody might try to leak it. I'm just kind of curious as to how much deeper this goes with regards to the Wall Street Journal and what they know. I think this could be a slow bleed. I think that they probably know a lot more than what the general public may ever find out. We'll see about this. But there's been no necessarily like strong denial about this. But Pam Bondi, according to the report, in May, told President Trump that his name appeared multiple times in the Epstein files.
Well, I mean, Donald Trump today denied it and said that this was, you know, fake news. So there's your denial right there. I mean, there's your denial on camera right there. I think what's interesting about the Wall Street Journal is they've had two relatively big pieces in the past week between the birthday letter that was sent back in, 2003? And now this. So I don't know if they're like systematically pacing how they're releasing this information. Yeah, I don't know what else they may have. But if Pam Bondi back in May said that, hey, you were on the list, and you and I kind of had this discussion before we went on the air, that when you say transparency, I was surprised that she would have been honest with the president instead of just telling him what he would want to hear. But
why would she set him up for failure?
See, and that's, I get to that, and it's like, I don't know how to answer that question.
If you're Pam Bondi and you know he's in the documents, why would you say we're going to release it and he's in there? Like, that makes no sense. I'm not surprised that she told him flat out. That's what you're supposed to do.
Like, well, you cannot tell Donald Trump something that he might not want to hear for fear of
you're being
some
real
sort of backlash.
With him.
Donald Trump doesn't like it when people are real with him. Donald Trump likes it when people like insulate him and tell him.
When he could be positioned to look like a pedophile, you don't think that Pam Bondi would say that? Like, I'm not surprised at that. I'm surprised that you're surprised at that.
I think when I think of the transparency, I think of the general public. And yeah, you can't tell us the same thing that you're telling Donald Trump in private. Like, I understand the messaging of this White House is conflicted at times because of the sensitivity of the president. He's very sensitive to something that is negative out there. And this is your big boy.
Anybody that thinks that Donald Trump had no idea about all the things surrounding Jeffrey Epstein is clueless, in my opinion. The same way that if you think that Bill Clinton, because people can ask Bill Clinton, they can ask him questions too, right?
Mm-hmm.
If they think that Bill Clinton was around Jeffrey Epstein at all and he had no idea about any of this, they're clueless. Like, I think that at some point we will get the truth, will be uncovered. I think that the thing that everybody's looking at right now is, the bottom line is that this list is being suppressed so much so that everybody out there is saying, how ugly is this? Like, how deep is this?
Well,
because there's not one person out there that looks at this and doesn't view it as a cover-up.
Oh, it absolutely is a cover-up, especially when you campaign on releasing the Epstein files. Like, you are campaigning on this and you are getting people to believe, okay, if you're elected, you are going to expose the deep state. You're going to expose this pedophilia ring, because to me, there's nothing worse than supporting somebody who's a pedophile who rapes children. Okay. And it is documented in several lawsuits that the president has been named a defendant in it. And this is not an isolated incident. So we know that there is a connection here. But to me, if you are still saying that, you know what, this is okay, this is my guy no matter what, that's where I have a problem, because pedophilia to me should be a line for people. But I mean, we have people out there that are completely okay with this.
651-461-9226 from the 612. Sadly, some or one of the victims will have to anonymously tell all. Well, women have been talking about this for a while, and no one's really...
Nobody's believed them, you know, and others have been threatened.
They've been threatened. We had one woman that died earlier this year.
Yes.
They go on to say on the text, the entire package needs to be exposed. Bondi told him shut it down. She is complicit. Naive people who believe Trump is innocent. This one from the 612, different person. Henry, the whole thing is disgusting. I mean, the fact that a sitting president is in this or on this or in the files is absolutely horrendous. This is going to be like another Watergate, except his the MAGA crowd that he has. You're going to stand up for him no matter what, just like they always do. And good for Rupert Murdoch and the Wall Street Journal for running this. And I guarantee you more and more will slowly come out. That is, I think, one of the interesting twists of this is if we're claiming like fake news, we do have to look at who owns the Wall Street Journal. And so, like, I'm not saying that's the end-all, be-all, but I think that you should start to look at that, too. And as I look at Murdoch and his longtime support for Donald Trump, I think that that's essentially gone. I think that that's – I don't think that the Murdochs look at Trump as like they have to be friends with Trump now.
I saw today –
the same way like Elon.
Yeah. I saw today that some people that I know and some people that I'm related to are behind the narrative that I'm seeing is that, Rupert Murdoch is, the Wall Street Journal is this liberal rag who's just out to get Donald Trump without realizing that Rupert Murdoch owns Fox News. And Fox News has been a very staunch supporter of the president. So to me, to say that not everything is a Democratic hoax, you guys.
But hold on. This is the easiest way to shoot through that narrative that everybody's out to get Donald Trump. There's an Epstein client list. It's not called the Trump list. It's called the Jeffrey Epstein client list. Just release the list to see everybody that's on there. Not just Donald Trump. It ain't like you want to see a list with just Donald Trump's name.
No, I want to see everybody.
All
we want
the perpetrators.
Everybody. Yeah.
Whether we love these people or we hate these people. Just let it all out. So that narrative about you're out to get Trump. No. Mm-hmm. How about we deal with people that are part of this entire thing?
Yeah. I'll give you another example. It's non-political. I saw Michael Bolton in pictures with the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
If Michael Bolton, and I think Michael Bolton is hilarious, he's a great entertainer, but Michael Bolton, seeing him a part of that, like my mind changes on the singer Michael Bolton. I'm like, if you are associated with this, then you are a garbage human being because you are partaking in whatever these activities are. I don't know that he's on the list, but if I see these pictures and I can put one and one together and get two, then unless I can see otherwise, there's so much association just out there. It's easy to connect the dots and not in a conspiratorial manner.
Listen, it's not hard.
And it's
this is the problem where people are making it way too hard. If the list is out there and it's shown for the world to see, and there are people that we have loved for a long time
yes.
that are on the list, I'm sorry. We're not dealing with it. I don't care who it would be.
100%. 100%.
It could be Tom Hanks to Michael Jordan.
Yes.
You're done.
Yes.
My love and support for you is over. And if you need to go to jail and there's enough there to put you away, then let's do that too. I mean, it's not that people, it's not that difficult. I don't care what side of the political spectrum you're on.
Right is right and wrong is wrong.
That's at the end of the day.
No matter, like you said last night, Henry. It's right in front of your face, and you don't want to see it.
I think that people that try to ignore what's sitting right in front of their face, you make yourself look dumber. You make yourself look like you're not, like you don't have any credibility with regards to logic and being able to reason. It just doesn't. It doesn't make any sense.
What is it that makes people want to go?
People don't want to be wrong.
Yeah.
That's it. People don't want to be wrong. People want to say, you know what?
I was right about this.
Yes.
The mental gymnastics that I see people put themselves through to defend and validate something that can be so abhorrently disgusting and awful. I cannot understand just how people are like, I'm going to go through all these hoops just to, in my mind, try and justify how this is right. Wrong is wrong. Pedophilia is wrong. Raping children is wrong. Sex trafficking is wrong. It doesn't matter who is doing it. Right is right and wrong is wrong. It's that simple.
From the 6511 final text, the crazy thing is just being on this list doesn't make someone guilty. But the way Trump's reacting, well, methinks the lady doth protest too much.
Shakespeare.
He's acting guilty. And I think that everybody would agree with that. All right, 651-461-9226. We've got Bite of the Night. That's next year on The Lake Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Oh man, I just love some of the listening audience that call in and they just want to yell in Christopher Tubbs's ear. God bless your heart. God bless your
heart. Well, it wasn't so much a yelling as it was calling you a racist and then hanging up. So
I mean, don't be mad at me because Donald Trump is in the Epstein files. Don't be mad. Be mad at Donald Trump. That's the easiest way that I would say it to you out
there. I'm used to it by now.
Yeah. All right, let's get to a bite of the night. And the bite of the night is from the new head coach for the New England Patriots. His name is Mike Vrabel. You guys know the name. Was with the Patriots, won Super Bowls. Actually was a pretty good coach, I thought, for the Tennessee Titans for a while. And then mm-hmm. they all kind of fell apart or whatever.
Well, as things do in Tennessee.
Yeah, well, I think the mistake for him was they drafted Will Levis. That was not the move. Did you see that Will Levis is out for the year?
Yes.
He's already out for the year.
Yeah.
So we know that Cam Ward has the job anyway.
QB1, Cam Ward.
Yeah, it's crazy. But Vrabel, earlier today, got upset with the reporter for asking a repeat question at a press conference.
Now the guys are back. I know there's 90 of them, but generally speaking...
91.
91, excuse me, international pathway. How'd they do? How do you feel about how the guys came back?
I mean, whether you were in a coma when I answered Tom's question or typing on your phone or tweeting, I don't know, but I spent 5 minutes answering that question. And I can go back through it, but I'd rather not.
All right, so is he agitated that the guy repeated a question? Sure. Maybe, look, clearly he was irritated by it. Look, it happens, man. This is the thing. I think that Mike could have dealt with it differently. He could, because it happens all the time. Like, if somebody needs to repeat themselves, they'll say, "Yeah, well, I was saying earlier," and then they just kind of like they narrow down the answer or the answer to the follow up question again. And also, a lot of times, and I'm not saying that this is the case. I'm not trying to make an excuse for the reporter because maybe the reporter just wasn't paying attention, or whatever. But there's times, especially at NFL training camps, where people aren't always around the moment that the question is asked, and you slide into a scrum or whatever.
Yeah, because you kind of join it in progress because people like swarm.
Well, you might be at a
You might be talking to somebody else.
You might be off to the side with a player, talking to a player for a couple of minutes, and you're like, okay, I need to hop in here and see what the rest of. And then you ask a question that's maybe
you don't know.
Yeah, it happens all the time.
Yeah, not everybody.
And a lot of times people say, well, maybe you've already been asked this or answered this, and then they.
And I mean, maybe the reporter should have asked, hey, maybe you've asked this, or maybe you've, so if you have, I apologize, but da-da-da-da. Yeah, it happens all the time. Like, NFL training camp can be kind of chaotic at times. Like, when guys are coming off the field, and you're trying to get coaches and players, and it's very informal, which is good, but it can also be very challenging, because you just see so many guys are fluttering. You're like, you got to get this guy. Then you got to get this guy. Then you got to get this guy.
Yep.
I mean, and at the end of the day, I understand the frustration, but you know, it's
calm
NFL
down.
Coaches.
Calm down, Mike.
I mean, coaches are cantankerous to begin with. Next time we talk to Collar, have to ask him if he's ever been chastised by a coach. I'm sure Collar's had his ass chewed.
Everybody has, I think. Think about if you're covering back in the day, because he stepped down, Greg Popovich. I mean, we've seen Pop. Pop gets all over people.
Pop. Yeah.
We had the meltdown. What was the meltdown? What was the most famous meltdown? Hal McCray.
Oh, Kansas Hal City. McCray, yes.
He threw the report. Yeah, he threw like the typewriter or whatever, and it cut a guy.
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing here?
I know.
That was an epic meltdown.
I get the one time that when Hal McCray was managing the Redhawks in the Fargo-Moorhead in the American Association, the Northern League, I interviewed him one time, and that thing kept coming back to me, and I'm a college student, so I tread very, very, very lightly around Hal McCray.
So funny. All right, coming up next, it's time to check back in with Kelsey Carlson, Fox 9 news anchor. What will they be diving into on the Fox 9 News this evening? We'll talk to Kelsey Carlson. She joins us next year on The Lake Show. And that will be Kelsey Carlson. She joins us now, courtesy of the John Schuster Coal Banker Hotline. It's been weeks since we chatted with Kelsey. How you doing, Kelsey?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Are you out and about?
I am. I'm headed back to the station right now. So because of construction, it's taking me a little bit longer to get back after my dinner break.
All right. So I'm glad you brought that up, because that is kind of interesting, right? I spent a lot of time in the Eden Prairie, Chanhassen area. And, man, the construction around there, specifically where 212 is, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I mean, in Minnesota, you just can't get around construction in the summertime. But, my goodness, man, when they narrow down so many places to be in one lane, it does get rather frustrating.
Yeah, so it's just slower. Like, my commute is not very long typically, but some days it's been taking me almost 30 minutes to get back and forth, which it's usually around 10 minutes.
Yeah.
But it's fine. It won't last forever, but I've been trying some different routes every day to utilize the side roads. So I'm just trying to see what the best option is until this is over. But you honestly can't really go on 212 right now, because any time of day, it's a traffic jam right around Eden Prairie or Prairie Center Drive and that 494 exit.
Yep.
Unless it's like 11 o'clock at night, it's always going to be backed up.
Have you done a fun trip with the family? And the reason why I ask is because, you know, typically, you know, summertime, if we can and we have time to get out and about and do stuff with our families, we will do that. summertime is basically almost over. Like, we're at the end of July already. It seems like summer has really flown by. Before you know it, we'll be at the Minnesota State Fair, the Great Minnesota Get-Together, and then you're literally, the school starts right after that.
I know. I still keep reminding the kids that they still have several weeks because they're feeling that pressure as well. And they keep saying, oh, my gosh, school's almost here. Well, hold up. The month of August, still there for you to enjoy. But it does feel like every year it goes faster. And as we age, it's almost like a blip. I remember when summer used to feel long as a kid.
Yep.
Or even in college. You know, it just felt like it was a good break. And now I feel like it's all flashing before me, and it's just over so fast.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. Hey, let me ask you this. As a television anchor, how do you operate within the confines of breaking news? And I guess what I'm asking is like, when there's news that's breaking, or you have to hop on and you got to deal with the story, and, you know, you're dealing with maybe not necessarily cutting to commercial breaks, and you're kind of on and you're live, and you're trying to walk people through whatever the situation is going on. Is there like an adrenaline rush for you with all of that, or how do you kind of navigate that? Because it's not something that you can I don't want to say prepare for, but it's something that happens so spontaneously.
Yeah, so I think I'm one of those people that my mind is always going in about 50 different directions. But I will say with breaking news, that's one of those times where I kind of hyper-focus, and I really don't think about it till it's over. You know, I'm kind of just in the moment and just dealing with whatever is in the moment, especially when we don't have a lot of information and we might be up there for hours at a time just with, you know, little pieces of information trickling in. So I don't even know. I couldn't even describe for you how I feel in those moments because, and I'm parking. Sorry about that. It's my car making a lot of noise.
No, you're fine.
Because we just die. I feel like, I don't know if everybody else is the same. I'm just so dialed in with a kind of like a hyper-focused mentality that until it's over, maybe even days later, I don't really think. It's like, I don't even really remember what happened up there.
Yeah.
I just remember, and 5 hours sometimes can feel like 1 hour.
Yeah.
When you're in those situations, the time kind of has no meaning. You don't know what time it is anymore.
Yeah. No, I'm with you.
Yeah.
All right. We're talking to Kelsey Carlson, Fox 9 news anchor here on The Lake Show on News Talk 830 WCCO. I did want to put a bow on and get your just kind of thoughts on how did the 2025 lineup for the town ball tour lineup, how did that kind of play out for you? What did you think of this year's edition of the town ball tour? Because I think that your final one was last week in Princeton. In Princeton,
yep.
Right? Yep.
Yeah. First of all, the pizza pub in Princeton has incredible pizza.
Mm.
We hopped over there to get some dinner, and I don't know if I just haven't had pizza in a while, or I was extremely hungry, or but it was like the best pizza I have had in years. So a shout out to the pizza pub in Princeton for that. It was a great year. Every year, it's so fun to do those on Wednesday nights. We get out to some really neat communities. It's a lot of fun because each community kind of plans a different special lineup.
Mm-hmm.
And so they all do things just a little bit differently. And it's just fun to get out. And for my two stops, they were pretty good drives. St. James was 2 hours and then Princeton was an hour. So we get the car ride to hang out as well. And that's always a lot of fun to, you know, hang out just outside of work where, you know, for at least an hour or two while we're driving, we really don't have anything else that we have to do. So we just get to talk and catch up and, you know, talk about life and joke around. But we're sad to see it go. And I think they've got a lineup, I mean, partially set for next summer, too. So I can't wait to see. We don't know.
Yeah.
They kind of keep it under wraps. And they don't let that information out until next spring. So I'm anxious to see where we'll be headed next year.
I will say this. I just did a quick Google search of the pizza pub in Princeton, and it looks quite delicious.
It was so good.
It looks really good. And it's pretty affordable, too. It's not, like, highly priced. It's, like, It's you know, in this economy, you're always kind of wondering about what prices are for this, that, the other, whatever. But they've got some really good stuff. And I got to tell you right now, these pepperoni rolls look amazing. Oh, my goodness.
We got some sort of hot honey pizza. Anyway, it was fabulous. I highly recommend, you know, going and with that, I think there were a couple places we could have chosen, and all came highly recommended because we were asking about where to go get dinner, and we had lots of options. Let me just say that in Princeton, there were lots of great restaurants to choose from, but it like hit the spot that night. I think it was like 51 degrees too. We just needed hot food at that point. In fact, we got there, and Kelly O'Connell, she was the first to order a drink, and she said, "Do you have a hot tea?" And I looked at her, and I said, "I was going to ask the same thing." we were kind of like chilled in a weird way because we didn't have heavy clothing on. It was like 51 degrees with a breeze and kind of cloudy. Just very odd for a summer night.
Yeah. We're talking to Kelsey Carlson, Fox 9 News anchor here on The Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. All right, Kelsey, what are some of the top items and stories that you guys will be diving into this evening on the Fox 9 News?
Okay, well, we have a lot of sports to talk about. First practice for training camp for the Vikings today. There are a lot of positives here. They've been working hard in the offseason to make some very specific moves. Things are looking good. So we have full report on first day, even though rain kind of drove them inside for practice, not a big deal for them. But, you know, looks like it was a really good start, and there's a lot of enthusiasm. So we'll talk about that. Pierre Newsom is out in Las Vegas for Big Ten Media Day. He's talking with Coach Fleck, and they're talking about the Gophers. And we have a special edition of the PJ Fleck Show airing actually right now on Fox 9 Plus. And then again at 10:35 after our 10 o'clock news tonight.
Nice.
So it'll be good to hear from Coach out there in Las Vegas. I'm sure Pierre's having a great time out in Las Vegas as well. The media seemed to be happy that it was moved from Indianapolis out to Las Vegas. I said, that hurts my Indiana heart that poor Indianapolis got so many hard knocks. But that's okay. I understand. Then we have a Maury story tonight talking about the Superman comic author and the writing of the death of Superman, looking back on that. And so Maury is always so creative with his stories, and that's going to be a good one. And then here's an interesting just factoid. 1987, on this day, there was a terrible storm, included tornadoes, terrible flash flooding, and a lot of people who've been here or grown up here remember that night, flooded basements. I mean, it, like, destroyed buildings. The flooding was so significant. And just interesting because today we had these rounds of blinding rain. Not nearly as bad, of course, but like at 2 o'clock this afternoon, I was driving in between 1:30 and 2, and there were points where I was like, I don't remember ever driving in rain coming down this hard. I can't see anything. I don't know where the road is. I can't tell where the cars are in front of me. It was just a crazy weather day, and Ian had mentioned we're used to getting this amount of rain in the summertime,
mm-hmm.
but it usually kind of comes, we get those nice, easy-going soakers that come in overnight, or, you know, they're just easy, non-event kind of rainfall. But we've had event type of rainfall where it comes with storms and comes with problems. And so that's why it feels like it's raining so much, because every time it's just some sort of, you know, it's almost like a gully washer when we do get it. And you don't need an inch and a half of rain in 23 minutes. That's not as helpful as a good long soaker. So, yeah, so we're talking weather tonight, too, and looking to get some quiet days here in the days ahead.
All right, let me throw this at you, and maybe I'm catching you a little bit off guard, but you may or may not know this. If you don't, that's fine. But, you know, okay. You guys have done a phenomenal job on Tuesdays of carrying the Twins games on Fox.
Yeah.
Is that going to continue to be a thing here in the second half of the season? Are you guys going to be out the ballpark a little bit more?
Yeah, so I don't have the dates in front of me, but I know we are out there next Tuesday.
I'll be there.
And then I think the next day I have a Yankees game. Is that August 12th?
The Yankees, that will – no, the Yankees, that one's on the road – the Yankees here, that's September the 16th.
Okay. And then maybe I have that wrong. I thought I had... Anyway, I have two dates in August, and I'm pretty sure it's the 12th and the 19th.
The 12th is at New York, I'm pretty certain.
Oh, okay. So I know it. Sometimes we are doing Twins Tuesdays even when the game is away.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. So you're still doing the game. It's still a Twins Tuesday. Yeah. It just happens to be that they'll be on the road. Because I know that you guys are in the stadium, too, and stuff like that. I'll see, like, Jim Rich up in the press box and stuff like that, whatever. That's pretty awesome.
Yes, and it's so much fun. It's great to walk in there when it's quiet, and you can kind of see the whole stadium wake up. You know, the concession stands are coming alive, and then as we're wrapping up, people are starting to come in through the gates, and just a great experience. And we're so lucky. We're so lucky to have the sports teams that we have in the cities.
Yeah, we really are. Well, Kelsey, thank you so much for being on the show this evening. I know it's been a while since we last chatted, but either you or Randy, somebody's on deck, because next Wednesday we've got another day game for the Twins against Boston, so we got a full show next Wednesday night.
Okay, sounds good. I will let Randy know. He's anxious to catch up with you guys as well.
All right, take care. That's Kelsey Carlson, Fox 9 News anchor. Check her out tonight on the Fox 9 News. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll do headlines. That's next year on The Lake Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I know it happened like 40 minutes ago, but I'm still confused why somebody would be upset with me talking about the breaking news of the day that Pam Bondi told Trump about him being in the Epstein files. Why would a listener be upset and call you to call me a racist because all I'm doing is reporting the news that the world is talking about? Like, I don't understand that.
I don't know. I mean,
can they make... Please make sense of that.
Well, people have also called you a DEI hire, which
that got them
blocked from the text line.
Oh,
so I did that yesterday. It felt good to block somebody.
Hey, if that's what they think,
you know, I don't know.
My gosh,
I'm used to it by this point. I mean, I'm a big boy, you know, but it's kind of ridiculous. It's like
I'm not offended by that.
No,
that doesn't hurt me here. It doesn't hurt me with Fox 9.
No,
it doesn't hurt me at all.
It's the thing. If you're gonna call and you're gonna say something, just have the stones to talk to you about it.
Anonymous caller.
Because when you, but when
anonymous,
you, when you call me and you say something and you hang up and I don't even have the chance to answer,
they got no stones.
You got nothing.
You
got nothing.
Yeah.
Hey, anyway, the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension is investigating following a traffic stop on Tuesday night in Minneapolis where a driver died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. In a press release, the Hennepin County Sheriff's Office wrote that detectives made a traffic stop on a vehicle with no license plates just before 7 p.m. at 36th and Thomas Avenue North. As the two detectives approached the vehicle, a single gunshot was heard, and the driver was found slumped over in the car. That individual died at the scene, and a passenger inside the vehicle was uninjured. No shots were fired by law enforcement during the traffic stop. Quote, this incident is devastating not only for the family and friends of the deceased, but also for those who witnessed it. The Hennepin County Sheriff's Office sends our deepest condolences to the family and the loved ones during this incredibly difficult time. According to the Hennepin County Sheriff's Office, Hennepin County Medical Examiner will release the identity of the individual who died inside the vehicle.
Yeah, this is sad. It sounds like some sort of domestic, though. Like, right? Mm. Like, if you're in a vehicle with somebody else and then the police roll up and then, boom, you shoot yourself, that, yeah. That's terrible. That's sad.
Very sad.
That it really is. That just, whew. And this is the interesting thing, no license plates. I look, which is not typical.
Yes.
That's strange. But I will say this. I love that in Minnesota we have the front and back. I don't like being in states where there's only one license plate on there and it's in the back. Because, like, when you're waiting for an Uber or Lyft, like, I'm giving an example of, like,
sure.
Vegas okay. Summer League, and you're at the hotel, and people are in the line, and they're waiting for their Uber to show up, right?
You don't know who it is?
Like, well, I mean, because now you're like, when the vehicle's pulling up, and if there's multiple vehicles that are similar, and you're looking, it's like, it could be, like, multiple two white Teslas or whatever, and you're like, well, I got to go to the back. I got to go around the vehicle. I can't just walk up to the vehicle and assume. I got to walk to the back to make sure it's the right. It's just kind of weird.
Yeah,
I've always been weirded out when you are in a state where there's only one license plate that's required.
See, I never had a problem with it because when I lived in Kansas and also in Texas, both of those were only one license plate. And I know when I came back to Minnesota, I actually got ticketed downtown. Surprise, I got ticketed. But it was actually because they couldn't read. There was no front plate and they didn't see that the registration tabs are actually in the windshield, and that's where we put them. And they're like, oh, you're expired. I'm like, expired? You didn't even see them. So it was, but yeah, now that you've got Ubers and ride shares and stuff, I can understand where that might be, you know, that might be kind of an issue. Hey, a Wahlburgers has closed nearly 80 locations this year.
Oh my goodness.
Dipping to 34. Yeah, this is.
I've never had it. They've got it here.
Yeah, it was good. Like, I've been to a couple of Wahlburgers. There was one in Maple Grove. There was one at the Mall of America. I enjoyed it. Like, they were good, but they're dipping down to 34 restaurants nationwide. Burger chain founded by actor Mark Wahlberg and his brothers, Donnie and Paul, simultaneously closed 79 locations earlier this year that were in Hy-Vee grocery stores.
Oh, now, so wait, is it just the ones that are in the grocery stores that are closing?
No, there were ones that were like standalones that have also closed. But I think those closed earlier. There was one in Maple Grove that closed, I want to say a couple years ago.
Well, I'm just the only reason why I ask that is because it says closed nearly 80 locations this year. But then you say simultaneously closed 79 earlier this year at the Hy-Vee, so they're closing both. Wow.
Yeah.
I've never had it.
It was good. Like, it was good, but
was there anything unique about the Wahlburgers?
No, not really. But, you know, sometimes you go to these places and you're like, oh, I have to go because it's a novelty.
Yeah.
But the burgers were actually good. It's not like you're going for the Wahlburgers and the Wahlberg name, and they were awful. Like, they were good. I mean, they were, but, you know, unfortunately, that's what it is. Hey, and Pedro Pascal faced off against his Fantastic Four co-star Vanessa Kirby during the LAD Bibles Agree to Disagree video series, which basically said he is never going to go back to being clean-shaven again. He thinks that he looks awful without facial hair, and I haven't seen the Fantastic Four, but I do know that Pedro Pascal looks good with facial hair, and if he wants to keep his trademark mustache, then by all means keep it.
Good luck.
Yeah, good for him.
Coming up next, Stephen Silton, Colson O'Connor, sports and entertainment lawyer. We've got some sports things to get into and a political question as well. Stephen Silton joins us in studio next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.